April 30, Divine Prescription. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4:20-22. We are living amid the perils of the last days. The Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth. But the Lord has not left you, my brother. I am bidden to encourage you to believe that your life has not been wasted. Wake up, my brother, and the Lord will guide you to the work he has for you. But do not longer please the enemy by yielding to the temptation to despair. Let the truth of God be to your soul as the sunshine and the vital air. My brother, will you not cooperate with the great healer? It is necessary that you exercise your muscles as well as your nerves. The hands, the feet, all the muscular organs were created for action. And if you do not exercise these organs and your brain power proportionately, you will lose that vitality which you should preserve. The Lord has instructed me to tell you that you are to use the members of the body as well as the brain. Find something that you can do about the place and make it a special charge to use the limbs and also the organs of speech. I remember one of our workers who some years ago came to the institution in St. Helena. He was so weak he felt he could not arise from his bed. The physician in charge of the case told me, "I see no hope for him unless we can get him off from the bed and make use of his limbs and his mind in some way." I advised the doctor to persuade the patient to dress himself for a short walk for the purpose of asking his opinion about something. It proved to be a difficult matter to get him off his bed, but he succeeded, and again the next day he went a little farther. After 3 weeks, the man needed no further urging, and he soon acquired a good appetite for hygienic food. This was 17 years ago, and the man is still alive, strong in brain, bone, and muscle. My brother, you cannot be what you should be physically unless you exercise the powers of your being equally. The Lord is your helper and your God. He desires to take your case in hand, and he will cooperate with you as you put in working order, brain, bone, and muscle. Will you take this prescription of the great physician? Letter 160, April 30, 1907, to brother and sister J.A. Starr.